Well, they have invited us to come and bring you for a drink right now. Would you like to do that? And if you would not like to do that right here, I will go say we have trouble with our anchor. We can't come.
No, I'm not.
We just go for one drink.
Sure.
Quickly, and we come back.
No. I'm not to this point, but it's not my personal feeling, maybe. Yeah. Maybe I can make the separation of what is good and what is bad. But generally speaking, the people will say, well, this group is no good.
Yeah.
And they may not part, well, this guy. Yeah. Well, of course, I was there to him not too long ago because I installed a hi-fi set for him.
Well, we're kind of caught in between. They invited us.
No.
And I said, oh, no, because people are coming aboard. I said, oh, we'll bring them over.
I never knew the question was asked for this reason. I thought you'd heard in the street sometime.
We have also.
We've heard a little bit.
But you were told about it.
We've heard a little bit.
Want to make you uncomfortable.
No.
Well, let's go over for just one drink. Because I think he's going to need my drink myself.
Just bring my own.
Did you have
we come right back here, and you're here for supper.
Thank you.
The supper is on board.
We have a very good
guarantee
food.
It's a gourmet meal.
Thank you.
That norther's coming back on us again. We have some weather coming up.
Bad news.
We'll be very brief here.
No, but you don't have to be. You take
your time. No, I would like to see you people, but they invited us, and I couldn't. I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, but did you say that you were we would be there? Or?
Yes.
It was this? Yeah.
But a poor anchorage.
Very poor. Yeah. Haven't you the book of Carlton Mitchell?
Yes.
Islands of the West Indies?
No, we don't have that, but we have Don Street.
I'll lend you one. Islands of the West Indies. Mm. They have about 10 or 12 pages on St. Bart's.
Oh, yeah.
And Stacia, too. It's very good to read.
It's in English, right?
It's in English. Yeah. It's a very good book. We have it home, right?
Mm.
Yeah. I'll bring it to you tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful.
It's a very good book. And there they give you the whole history. I think it was Dutch, yes? It was Dutch, and they used to do a lot of business with America. You know, in those days, it was cotton was king. Here, in this island, there were three things. There were cotton, pineapple. Pineapple has been the number one resource of the island.
Really?
Yeah.
But it is no longer.
It's no longer. You just can't grow one pineapple. And here they speak like they speak in this book here. They speak like what? Oh, I have it here. 39,718 dozens of pineapples.
Dozen pineapples.
40,000 dozens. That's a lot of pineapples.
But they're all gone. Why? What happened?
That was in 1855. I don't know. Maybe
not enough rain?
I think the soil gets tired out very quickly growing pineapples.
I know
in Hawaii they have to fertilize and fertilize and over and over again.
Because, you know, like
the pineapple just takes a lot out of the soil.
That could be it.
I think pineapple particularly does that.
Joe Engineer would like to speak. I'm Joe Engineer. Would there be a way of by the bagful of the nutriments that are necessary to make a pineapple industry again, bring it in here, and grow pineapple again? By the bagful, whatever it is, nitrogen, perhaps?
I'm certainly sure that here they have never tried to really make agriculture, you know, to fertilize the ground so on.
The Schmidts were growing some pineapple very successfully up in their yard, but they weren't doing it, you know, on a commercial scale.
No,
they got one pineapple.
No, they didn't see the patch. They have another patch. It's a little bigger than that.
They have another patch with a few.
Yeah.
But if the chemicals were brought in instead of the booze on this freighter, whatever is necessary. I don't know. This would take an agricultural expert. Yeah. I'm sure that you could have a whole pineapple thing here again going and some business from it. That is, then you would be growing something on this island, which you could ship out. And as you ship it out, you get money in for
yeah,
it.
That's right.
So that you have an economy going. You see, you have money coming in because you're shipping something out.
But you know, I have a feeling in the
yeah, that's right. The competition is too would be, I think,
someone like Dole, you know, Dole pineapple
in Puerto Rico.
Yes, Hawaii, and I think there's some in the Caribbean.
Yeah, I don't think on a small scale like Zimbabwe we would be able to compete. Not enough
land. And in pineapple, also, you need a lot of unskilled labor, a lot of people who just want to work for not very much money in the field, and you don't have many people like that.
Here, I would say that the labor.
What do you mean? You're working for nothing.
Yeah, but I'm only one person, and I wouldn't work in a pineapple field for nothing if the sun's too hot.
I caught you on that one, Debbie. But you don't want to grub in the soil. You want to wait on people.
No, I say, you know, as a...
My wife is a pineapple picker.
As a living, I wouldn't consider it, no.
I don't know, Robert. You better watch her. She's a many talented person.
Right. She's gonna get the job in the family, and I'll just back and cook.
Raise the children.
Well, she gets to find out. You open the factory to allow to put it in.
But we lost the thread of history here.
Lost it to the pineapples. Well, you were saying that the inside of not or a few number of years that. There had been about 4,000 Swedes come to the island.
Swedes,
that was when business was good.
Yeah, that was in 1810,
20. Ramon, where did you collect that wonderful piece of paper with all that information?
Well, there has been a book written by an old-time teacher in this island. And this book was English. Belong to your father, right? Your father had one, right? No? From the English. And they had the French one, right? But this was all typed by Lily, right? By my sister-in-law. She took it up from her father's book and she just typed it. And she wanted to put it. Several times she tried to make a little book out of it.
Mm.
She didn't succeed. I mean, maybe.
Oh, could be very good.
But it's mostly the history of Zimbabwe under the Swedish time, which would be from 1785 to 1878.
So the fire came just when business was beginning to slow down anyway.
Yeah, that was the fire here. I found it also that was in 1852, I think. Yeah. On March 2nd, 1852, a terrible fire destroyed all the southwest part of Gustavia. And since all the houses were wooden, you know.
I was going to ask you that. Yes. They weren't stone.
No, they had a stone foundation.
Yeah.
But many were.
Wood overhead.
Shingles. Salt water would not. It's not true, I think. It would not instigate fire too much. Rainwater would be better. Maybe.
Oh, the only difference would be that the rainwater would not corrode metal.
Yeah.
But the salt water, if you pump salt water on the fire, it will put the fire out, just as same as fresh water. But the salt water, of course, is corrosive.
Yeah.
So it will corrode things when it hits it. But either water will put the fire out equally, the same. And that's the thing, get water
on
it.
The buildings nowadays seem to be mostly built of concrete.
Concrete, yes.
Stucco and stone. So is that because of the experience with fire?
Not quite, I would say. It's mostly for the cost of the material.
Oh, it's just cheaper.
Could we read this and hand it back to you in 2 days?
Sure.
Do you think we can get through that in 2 days?
Yeah, well, you go ahead. I'll Obey, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has all the. I think you're doing very good. In,
yeah, I can read it. Well
and
enough,
if there is anything,
he's
sitting
with a dictionary.
If you know, if there is anything,
oh, it's all
in
French. Sorry, I see.
Listen,
exactly. On French. Well, we'll
have
to.
Too. I mean,
maybe it'll take us 4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I just looked at it. Look at that.
That's cool.
You can keep this one.
I can do
it.
Like
it. This one I want to. This you can have because this was published by the. But this one I will. You will have to give me back again.
Oh,
unless
sure.
We can get a copy of it, maybe a photocopy of it.
Well, we can give it back to you. We'll just take notes on it.
Yeah,
that's
the
one thing we don't have.
No, we don't have a photocopy.
God damn it, Marigold is really short. No photocopier on board.
We'll have to get one of those. It's the only thing we don't have.
Somehow we can.
We have a pump. We could pump. If there's a fire, we could pump water on the fire.
Yeah, we got pumps on board.
So, yeah.
But no photocopier. I don't know how the heck I left Florida without a photocopier on board.
See, I'm in favor of the electric skillet there to cook dinner on. That's much better.
That's what took over instead.